Let's go to the Romney campaign now, where we find our Ari Shapiro. He's in Ohio with the candidate. Ari, give us a rundown of Governor Romney's plans going forward now until Tuesday.
I did a quick calculation. This weekend's itinerary includes 5,000 miles, 7 states, 8 rallies. Moving forward today, we started in Iowa. Now we're in Ohio, where actually we saw Air Force Two, Joe Biden, the vice president's plane, on the tarmac. We go on this afternoon to Pennsylvania, Virginia, and then spend the night in Florida. Tomorrow it's another just as many stops, just as many miles, winding up with an 11 p.m. final Monday night rally in New Hampshire.
Ari, he's going to be campaigning all the way down to the wire, all the way until Election Day, basically.
That's right. This is a pace that he has never kept up before. He's giving the same message he has for the last couple of days of bipartisanship, of change from day one. One of his aides, Kevin Madden, was asked on the plane to sort of reconcile those two messages. How do you reach out to Democrats when on day one you pledged to repeal Obamacare? Kevin Madden's answer was effectively, elections have consequences, and if the governor wins, this is what he's promised to do, and this is what he's going to do.
Ari, yesterday in the program, you talked about how there was a feeling of nostalgia on the campaign, that it's coming to an end. What about a sense of impending victory? Are they feeling it?
Well, they're trying to project a lot of optimism, but when you look at the poll numbers, every state where Romney is campaigning today has President Obama either in the lead or tied. Governor Romney's campaigning in states like Virginia and Florida, where they would have really liked to lock up those places a long time ago, but the fact is they are really on offense here, trying to make up for polls where they are not in the lead right now.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro, who's been covering the Romney campaign. Stay with NPR to hear more of Scott and Ari's reporting over the coming days. Ari, thank you.
You're welcome.